The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If the plural of octopus is octopi and the plural of hippopotamus is hippopotami, what's the plural of Metaxas? Metaxi? Metaxae? Or maybe Metaxas is?
Whoops, I sprung a leak.
Anyway, I'm just glad there's only one of them. And here he is,
Eric Metaxas.
Metaxas. Metaxas.
We should have had the beeper ready on that. Beep. No?
I'm just, I'm not going to dignify that.
The bleeper.
With a response. Although, in a way, you could say that I just did. Oh, I hate that. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Sitting here with Alban Sadar, my producer.
Alban, Friday. It's a wonderful
Alban,
Friday.
Alban, in hour one today, we talked to Ted and Rachel Decker.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
People say it was a husband and wife. No. Father and daughter writing team. Actually, Ted Decker is a very famous writer. Huge.
Yes.
His daughter, Rachel, is following in his footsteps.
Yes.
And they have co-written a book. We talked to them about that in hour one today. And he has some very interesting theological ideas. They're challenging, but in a good way challenging.
Yes.
And so it was fun to talk to him. But at the end of this segment, we're going to play a final segment. Because I said, I want to keep talking to them.
Right,
let's,
I know.
Let's keep the tape running.
It's a spillover.
So we're going to have another 10 minutes with Ted and Rachel Decker coming up in a second. And then after that, we're going to have our interview with ADF. Who's ADF? Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, Alliance Defending Freedom, we're friends of theirs because the work that they're doing is magnificent. In fact, we have a banner on the Eric Metaxas Show website. That's MetaxasTalk.com. If you feel moved ever to give them money, I want to say there are very few organizations. There's like one and a half or two maybe that are doing the work ADF is doing. They are magnificent because they are taking on issues of religious liberty. We're going to be talking to them about that right after the Deckers in the next segment because this is very, very important. It's going to affect you. I don't care who you are. If you are listening to this, this is an issue about which you need educating. You need to understand what's at stake because we've never really had this problem in America. It exists around the world, all over the place. But religious liberty, the freedom to be who you are, we are now protecting it selectively, right?
Yeah,
in other words,
exactly.
The LGBTQ lobby has said, hey, in America, you might disagree with us, but we should be able to do what we want in our own homes. It's a free country. You know, that's one of those issues where you have to at some point say, you know what? We agree. In other words, we agree to disagree.
Right.
We agree that there's freedom in America. But now they are pushing back and they're trying to force people who disagree with them to agree with them publicly. And
Right. These
are the kinds of things that it's not about whether you agree or don't agree. It's trying to understand what are the limits of freedom. What are the parameters of true liberty? Because there's no such thing as total liberty. You're always going to bump into somebody else's liberty, right? If I have a liberty of free speech and I want you to drop the F-bomb when there's little kids walking on the street, there should be laws that say, no, sir, you cannot do that
right.
In public or use the N-word or whatever. We have limits to speech, right? Well, the question is, where are those limits? What are the limits of religious liberty? All this stuff is at the very center of what it means to be free, of what it means to be an American. And Alliance Defending Freedom, to my mind, is the best there is in dealing with this issue. So we have a banner on our website, yes. But we're going to be talking to them right after the next segment.
They had a big success, too, in Arizona. So
I wanted to mention that they had a big success in Arizona. We're going to be talking to them about that. If you do give, folks, you can go to our website, metaxastalk.com. We'll be talking more about them in the weeks ahead because we want to help them, right? This is somebody that they need our help, and I figure that on this program, most of the people listening to this program kind of understand how central this issue is. So you can just go to our website, metaxastalk.com. But all right. Before we go to the Deckers for a final segment with the Deckers, Albin, we've got a few things to announce here.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, the huge winner in our Food for the Poor contest.
Yes.
We haven't heard back from the grand prize winner yet.
Right, we have not.
We need to hear back from her. Do you remember her name?
It was Lonnie something. I'm sorry.
Lonnie.
Yeah.
L-A-N-I.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
Lonnie. Yeah.
We need to hear back from you from our website because
she's
we want to know if you want to receive. It is a virtual library. It's like 50 books, signed books, like T-shirt. Like, it's insane.
It is, yeah.
And I said, we've got to find out from the grand prize winner. Do they want it? Or maybe they want something like 10 copies of my Miracles book and 10 copies of Donald Builds the Wall. Or
something
or something like simpler. Yeah, they don't want all this other stuff. And then all this stuff will go to the second person, the runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we've got five winners. And before we can determine the gifts for all five, we need to hear from the first winner, Lonnie, L-A-N-I. And, of course, just our luck that Lonnie gave us like a P.O. box or something.
Right.
So we can't call Lonnie.
We were afraid she might have donated anonymously, too, and just put in anybody's name because I don't want anybody to recognize my
gift. Well, so we're going to have a deadline on this.
Dave Herman wrote in the letter that we have to hear from you by the end of the week. And today, of course, is Friday, the end of the week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Lonnie. We're looking at you.
Hurry up.
Yeah, contact us at metaxastalk.com. We'll give you a little grace, but there's all these other people are waiting to get
their
gifts.
And by the way, Friday night, TBN, we've got two great guests on your show tonight on TBN.
My show tonight?
Tonight at 6 p.m.
Is today Friday? You're right, it is.
Yes.
Okay, tonight on TBN, we have our first guest is Beckett Cook. What a story.
Oh,
TBN, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't miss it. And we got Sammy the Bull Rodriguez. Sammy Rodriguez, he's another one. The two of them, you'll see. Anyway, okay. I want to mention also that everybody who gave $200 to Food for the Poor gets a signed copy of My Donald Builds the Wall.
Yes, and we, Dave and I, took them to the post office yesterday morning.
Right on.
Ah, baby. So they should be there this weekend or early next week, folks. So get ready. We had about 147 of those. That's how generous.
Seriously, when you told me that.
I know.
If somebody
you were like, how come these books haven't gone out
somebody
yet?
Asked 147. If somebody asked me, how many do you think gave $200 to get the Donald Builds the Wall book? I would have guessed 15. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Like I said, maybe 15.
Yeah.
Because, you know, $200 is a good amount of money.
It is a good,
147 of you.
Yes.
So thank you. And thanks to all of you who participated. There are a number of people. There's even a couple of people who only gave $10. Mm-hmm. And you want to know something? I've said this over and over again. We want you to give whatever you can. Give something. So there's some people out there, you know, they don't have a lot of money. Maybe they're in high school or something like that. And I would much rather that you give $10 than that you say, oh, I can't give, because it matters. Yeah. Every penny.
I mean, it's like the widow's mite. And I don't, you know what I mean? It's like, give what you can.
I mean, and $10 is a heck of a lot more than a widow's mite. So we're really, I just want to say how grateful we are. I almost can't believe that people have been so generous and so kind. So thank you. As you know, Food for the Poor is an organization we believe in. So I just want to say thank you. And the books are on the way. The Donald Builds the Wall book, when you get it, the question is, are you going to get all the jokes in it? Now, MSNBC 13, everybody will get that joke, I hope. But there's a lot of other hidden jokes. There's a character who might be Sean Hannity.
I know. I didn't even. Yeah. I've read it a couple times. It's like, oh, there is.
Yeah.
Go back and look.
Well, Tim Ragland doesn't want to be too on the nose.
Okay.
But he has done some incredible work in this book.
When you know it's Sean,
it's also
you say
important,
like, oh, yeah.
It's important to know that the orange triceratops is James Brennan.
Okay. You gave one away. There you go.
That's okay. They say. And I think the red stegosaurus might be Hillary. I don't know. The guy who looks like Bernie Sanders, coincidentally, that is Bernie Sanders.
You can't.
And the angry little girl.
Who's that?
Who says the world is going to end in 5 minutes because
somebody
of
like
smoke.
That? Really?
We don't know who that is.
No, we don't.
Okay. And then the crying Chuck Schumer dinosaur is modeled after, I don't want to give this away, but if you heard of Senator Chuck Schumer, there's a similarity.
And that's
there.
Only the cover, folks. Okay. Yeah. There's so much good stuff packed inside.
So I just think, you know, I'm very excited about this. Yeah. Okay. So Albin, next week on Monday.
Yes. Oh, tell him.
I just want to see. We've got like about, next week on Monday, folks.
Randy Clark, right?
Randy Clark. I'm going to tell you, this man is really, really profound in his understanding of who God is and what God is doing today. He was involved with the Toronto Blessing, very controversial. So I asked him some tough questions about that. We're going to air that on Monday. Please tune in. We will put it on YouTube eventually. It's an important story, and we love Randy Clark. I was just so grateful for him to be here. All right. When we come back, folks, final segment with Ted and Rachel Decker, and then Alliance Defending Freedom. Don't go away.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey folks, it's the Eric from Texas Show. I'm talking to Ted Decker, a huge award-winning writer, and his eldest daughter, also a writer, Rochelle. They've written a book together called The Girl Behind the Red Rope. I'm just fascinated that you wrote a book together. And I guess, Ted, because you're like a plot guy, the reason I think I haven't written fiction yet is because creating a plot versus telling a story that's already been lived by somebody, like a biography or something, that to me is something that I can do. But to actually create the plot, so you must think in terms of plots. It's kind of the way you're wired a little bit.
So actually, psychologists tell us that our human brain is incapable of thinking without plot, meaning it only thinks story. So it all depends what you mean by plot. So once you kind of surrender to the idea that you're actually living in plot constantly, it's a different way of thinking. Then you see the whole world is a plot. In other words, we really are making up the plot of our life as we go. And so when you're forming a story, I'm going to examine a particular issue through the story of someone's life. And so I can create any kind of character I want and get them to do whatever I want them to do, and put them in any kind of, what I would do is back them into a corner and I don't know how they're going to get out. So I'm going to put them into a very, very difficult position. And they're going to give them the opportunity to find their way out. But, of course, it's me writing.
But you don't figure that out ahead of time?
I figure it out during the plotting process. Like, I figure out basically where they're going to go.
Right.
But a lot of times in the process, it doesn't quite work. Now, the craft, that's plotting. But the craft of actually executing that, you learn all kinds of techniques to pull the person into that, you know, out of their own fictional world, which everyone lives in, their idea of those nasty people over there and these enemies over here and all their fears and distract them and pull them into this, what I call a fictive bubble, into a different person's reality. So they're kind of escaping their life into this reality, and they become hooked into that reality and that person's journey. And the objective then through fiction is to keep them there and not having them bounce back out to some kind of distraction. They'll quickly discover that they're actually taking their own journey. So fiction is a lot more powerful than, like, novels, a lot more powerful than writing, than, like, watching a movie. Why? Because the reader has to connect the dots as they go. You might say, the man ran across the field. Well, in their minds, they're going to have to create the movie of the person, like, how did they run? What did they jump on? You know, whereas in a movie, you're seeing the whole thing. It's just fed to you. So fiction readers become very immersed. It takes more intelligence and actually more investment to read a book rather than just watch a movie. But I've had a couple movies made based on my books, and more are in the works. But the book itself is a much more immersive experience and it can be much more life-changing for the reader, which is why I write fiction and why Rochelle writes fiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would certainly agree. I'm just fascinated, though, that with creating plot. And because that is, as I said, for me, that's tough. So I'm in awe of people who think that way. You tend to be wired a way that it's just what you do, you know. And what I do, you know, I crack jokes. You know, it doesn't matter where I am.
Yeah.
That's just what I do. I can't help it. And I kind of feel like it's just fascinating to me, the process of writing a novel, because there's so many different kinds of novels. I mean, they're novels that have virtually no plot. You know, they kind of lumber along and they're kind of baggy. And then others are very taut. And but if you're writing a mystery or a thriller, it strikes me that plot is very central. You know,
here's another way to think this whole thing called plot. If you think about your life, you can sit through and you can think of the dogma that you have in your life, which is all your beliefs about how reality is. God is this way, man is this way, the Russians are this way, based on all the evidence that you... But there's no plot in that. There's really no plot in that. There's just kind of didactic exercises.
These are nouns.
These are nouns.
But now, plot is verb-oriented.
Well, when it comes to your own life, it's no... Okay, wait. Oh, my own life? Now that I've told you how the world should be and who's going to hell and everything else, now my own life, oh, I've got to go get the girls from school by 3 o'clock, and then I have volleyball practice, and then there's a guy running me off the road while I'm driving down the road, and I'm cursing them, and I'm okay, meanwhile, in other words, I'm living in this kind of Gehenna, Jesus' word for hell. I'm living in it, the place of suffering. I'm suffering right now. So I've got all my ducks in a row in terms of dogma,
yeah.
But I'm living in hell. Jesus showed us a way. That's the plot of my life. My plot of my life is life sucks, and then you die. But you at least have all the right beliefs, so you're going to get to look forward to some kind of future nirvana. And if you're a Muslim, you get 72 virgins, and if you're a Christian, you get streets of gold. But there's a big payoff at the end of that rainbow as long as you believe the right. So this is but the plot, meanwhile, sucks. So Jesus' teaching, and excuse, I don't know if your audience likes the word sucks, but I mean...
I don't care what my audience thinks. I hate it. Go ahead.
Okay. In other words, it kind of like is difficult is what the word sucks means. So anyway, meanwhile, the question is, how can I actually discover love, peace, and joy? How can I change the plot of my life to actually have rivers of living water flowing through me while I'm picking up the girls from being late to soccer practice or whatever it is I'm doing? And in this life, not in some future hope, but in this present life.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a way. It's called being born again to see the kingdom in this life by following Jesus. No man goes into that understanding of love and the experience of it except through Christ. You know, through Christ.
Yeah.
By whatever name you might use that. I mean, a lot of people I grew up would never know the name Christ. You know, they pray, all the Christians where I grew up pray to Allah Nohoba. It's a word. It means Allah, Father, Father God. So that's just a language. They use that's... You know, and they don't ever use the word Jesus because they use a different a word that means Jesus, or same with Christ. So it's not so much the specific word that you use, it's actually the intent of the heart behind it. So how can I surrender my heart to the light? The girl behind the red rope is all about our practical daily lives. What are the fears that haunt us and that keep us enslaved to a view of the world in which we're always threatened by all those things around us? And how can we find, through the plot of our own lives, liberation from them?
My fear is having a guest on this program who forces me to think about me. And you've done that. You're my worst fear, Ted. No, it's beautiful. I love everything you're saying. It's so interesting because that is the key, right? In other words, are we really walking with Jesus? Or have we kind of got it all figured up theologically and we kind of like, you know, tack it up and then we go on with our foolish lives? I mean, that's the definition, to my mind, of dead religion, of being a Pharisee. You know, you've got all the right views, but you're not living with any joy or any peace or any evidence that Jesus is in you and is loving others through you.
What if when we die we discover, like Jesus in Jesus' parable, that... Because we did not treat the least among us, meaning the offenders among us, those who were in prison, those,
yeah.
You know, the bigots, the worst people you can think of.
Yeah.
We did not treat them as Christ.
Yeah.
As if they were Christ. Not as if they were Christ.
That's right.
What you do the least of these, you do actually to me. So, but we're confused, but we say, but wait a second, I said the sinner's prayer, I was a Christian.
Right.
And he says, no, actually, I never knew you. What if that... In every single moment of our life, we are either living in salvation or actually condemned when we condemn ourselves. What if we find when we die that we actually had the whole thing wrong?
Yeah.
Because someone told us that if you do this, you're in a club.
Yeah.
And you're to the exclusion of others.
Right.
So what if our our doctrine of salvation or our soteriology is actually the biggest blinding,
right.
The veil that we think we're saved, but we're actually lost in our own fears.
I hope Albin is falling under conviction because he's talking about you, pal. He's talking about you. Rochelle, does having a dad like this mess you up badly or not so badly?
Not so badly.
Okay.
No.
I could tell. You're very, you know, healthy.
Yeah. Cool, I mean, I'm probably as insane. So, you know, you should ask somebody who's
that.
Probably a little bit more
that's
normal.
So cool. No, I just love that.
Yeah.
No, it's I tease. That's my love language, is teasing people. But it's just so fascinating to sit here with the both of you. I so wish we had a lot more time to talk about all the stuff, to talk about writing. Ted, let me ask you like a real simple question. What are you working on now? You have a novel you're working on?
I think about an idea for several years before finally it takes some kind of, you know, it germinates into a specific plot. So I'll think about the questions of my life. Like for example, in this one, why do I live in fear? And in as much fear as, say, I don't know, the next person, the Muslim, anybody else. So I've been thinking about certain ideas now for a long time, and they're now starting to germinate, and I will begin working on a novel sometime in the next 6 months, and it'll take me a while to write it. But
we're out of time. I hate this. Really wonderful to have you both here. Ted Decker, Rochelle Decker, congratulations on the book, The Girl Behind the Red Rope, and thank you so much for being my guests.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
If you took all the girls I knew.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A tour bus has crashed near a national park in southern Utah, killing at least 4 people. The morning crash near Bryce Canyon National Park also left a number of people seriously injured. It happened near a highway rest stop about 7 miles from the park entrance. The road has now been closed. President Trump labeling the intelligence community whistleblower as partisan and is defending his conversations with foreign leaders. He says it's a political hack job. A senior Trump administration official says the U.S. is planning to sign an agreement to make one of Central America's most violent countries, El Salvador, a haven for migrants seeking asylum. Authorities say the remnants of tropical storm Imelda have led to the death now of a third person in the Houston area. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's ending his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
let it be.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, I am a huge fan of the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are heroes in my book. That's one of the reasons I wanted to see if we could get one of their senior counsel on the line to tell us about what they're doing. They're doing great things. They've just had a huge win. If you care about religious liberty, you have to support the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're the front lines, folks. They're not. There are all kinds of organizations that should be helping that are just taking a back seat. They don't care. If you care about religious freedom, if you care about any kind of freedom, you need to understand what is happening. So we have David Cortman on the line. He's senior counsel and vice president of U.S. litigation for the Alliance Defending Freedom, has been with them for 14 years, supervising a team of nearly 40 attorneys and legal staff who specialize in constitutional law, focusing on religious freedom, sanctity of life, and marriage and family. David Cortman, so good to have you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I just want to say that you all are doing so many things, but let's focus on this recent Arizona Supreme Court. Tell my audience, if you would, what the case was and what's at stake.
Absolutely. There's one of these, I think they're draconian laws, I would call them, but basically they use these public accommodation laws that people may have heard of, and they say that it requires people to actually support events and speak messages that they disagree with. In this case, if you violate this law, you could a possible jail time of 6 months, a $2,500 fine, and they could shut down your business just for one single day of a violation. And here we have two young ladies who are artists. You know, one is a painter, the other one is a calligrapher. They got together and opened a business, and they basically do invitations for special events such as weddings. And they're Christians, and their whole point is, look, we'll do weddings, we'll celebrate weddings between a man and a woman, but because of our religious beliefs, we can't celebrate a wedding or participate in a wedding between a same-sex couple. And for that, they're subject to these penalties under this law.
Okay, and I just want to, just as a teaching point, for those in my audience, I want everybody to understand what's at stake. We're not taking a position on same-sex marriage. In other words, there are people that think same-sex marriage is a great thing. There are other people like myself who say, I don't think it's a great thing. I don't think you can have marriage between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. In this country, you're allowed to have your beliefs on these things. And what is now happening, and it's really like the establishment of religion, which is unconstitutional, people are trying to force their views, now that the Supreme Court has said, you know, we can have same-sex marriage, trying to force people like these two young women to violate their religious beliefs with the force of the government, which is a huge thing. What did you say the fine would be if they didn't comply with this?
$2,500 each day of noncompliance and 6 months of jail for each day.
Now, we're talking about women who it's called Brush and Nib Studio. They are in Arizona, in Phoenix, right?
That's right.
Okay. And these women, last name Duca and Koski, they basically they're doing creative work, right? This is not like they're selling hamburgers or widgets. You come to them and they create something for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, each invitation, each piece of art is hand done by both of them. And so one has artistic talents in the fact that she paints and she draws, and then the other one has this cool calligraphy writing, if you've ever seen that. So every single piece of paper itself is original artwork done by both of them. And so it's just created each time for the folks that come in and request it.
Okay, so you're telling me this is a labor of love, and that somebody comes to them and says, we want you to do an invitation for a same-sex marriage, and they say, well, because of our religious beliefs, we have to decline. And the government is trying to say to them, no, you cannot decline, and if you dare decline, you're going to get fined $2,500 a day. Now, this is a company. I can imagine they're not making anywhere close to that per day, and 6 months jail time per day. So they have to come to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Where else are they going to go? And obviously, you guys said we're going to take the case. So how did this play out?
Well, what's interesting is because they didn't want to face those draconian penalties, filed a lawsuit against the city. In the lower courts, it was actually upheld. They upheld the city's law, and it's not the law itself. It's the application to their speech.
Right.
And so these public accommodation laws are across the country, and nobody has a problem with them. It's when they take them and they go so far as to saying, you're not agreeing with the current orthodoxy, you're not celebrating and supporting this type of speech, and we're going to fine you for it. So we challenged that and ended up a couple days ago with a giant win at the state Supreme Court saying no, it violates their constitutional rights to force them to speak a message that they disagree with and violates their faith.
And this has to happen in every state? In other words, the Supreme Court has not yet ruled on this kind of thing?
Well, it has not so far. So the people may have heard of the Masterpiece Cake Shop case that was up at the Supreme Court, where the court had the opportunity, but it actually ruled on free exercise grounds. So in that case, with the same situation where there was a cake artist who served everyone just like Joanna and Brianna do, but couldn't participate in celebration of a same-sex marriage, they brought the same type of violation against him. And the court said, no, in that case, you were hostile to his religion, you were targeting his faith, you didn't treat him equally that you did everybody else, and said things, and these are the people who are deciding his fate, said things like his faith is a despicable piece of rhetoric, and they mocked
okay,
his
so
faith.
Okay, so the ruling was a little different. We're gonna go to a break here.
Right.
Folks, this is important. You go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. There's a banner for Alliance Defending Freedom. Please give generously. This is very important. We'll be right back with David Kortman's here at Metaxas Show. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years, I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to ReliefFactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. ReliefFactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question, should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
This is a jive-free zone. The Eric and Taxes show has maintained that since our beginning. We started programming late back in the 50s. We are talking right now to somebody with the Alliance Defending Freedom, actually with David Cortman, who's our senior counsel and vice president of U.S. litigation. We're talking about a case in Arizona. Let me ask you, David, as you outline this, because those of us who are not lawyers don't understand the details and why the Jack Phillips masterpiece cake shop, you know, when it was decided at the Supreme Court, why it didn't decide this for the whole country and we have to go. So it's a different thing. But let me just ask this because it seems similar. Let's say I had a child murdered in a school shooting. And I run a business where I create invitations and that kind of a thing. And somebody from the NRA comes to me and I am hostile to the NRA. I can't get over the grief of having my daughter killed by one of these rifles. And I say, listen, I cannot use my business to support something I don't believe in, which is the NRA. Now, I, Eric Metaxas, support the NRA, but I'm saying that you can see that side of things. Would the government want to force that grieving father or mother to create an invitation that they don't feel comfortable creating? This seems to me to strike at the very heart of what liberty in America is, does it not?
Well, it is, and it's a great point because this isn't about anyone's position on same-sex marriage or any other issues. This issue protects everyone because we don't want the government forcing anyone to speak a message that they disagree with. And just like you said, whether it happens to do with the NRA or imagine forcing a Democratic speech writer for writing speeches for President Trump or, you know, any LGBT filmmaker for not creating a film promoting a church's view on marriage just flips the hypo around. But we don't want the government telling people what they have to say, what they can't say. And this case covers and protects everyone's freedom, regardless of your point of view on these subjects.
Well, why aren't we on our side of the religious freedom issue pushing back? In other words, why don't we go to an organization, let's say that's where it's two lesbians and they've got a company, and we go and we say we want you to do an invitation for our event that you disagree with? In other words, isn't that what in the civil rights movement, when Rosa Parks did what she did, it was calculated. It was saying we need to push back. We need to force the law to see both sides of this. And the only way to do it is in situations like that. It doesn't seem to me that anybody on our side is trying to test these limits.
Yeah, and I think we're starting to. As you mentioned, people on the left have done it for years. The ACLU has done it for years. And it's one of the things our side has been slower to begin doing. But we have done so. In fact, in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, a gentleman did exactly that, went to bakers that were owned by LGBT folks and asked for cakes supporting, biblical marriage, and they said no. And that was one of the reasons the court said, no, you can't treat people differently. So it's an important point because these type of laws have the potential to censor everyone's speech or compel you to speak something you disagree with. So it protects folks from the left, the right, in the middle, and it's one of the reasons why these type of rulings are so important, because it protects everyone regardless of your beliefs on these topics.
It's just amazing to me, David, that we have to have the Alliance Defending Freedom fighting these battles. I mean, it's horrifying to me that without you, these battles don't get fought, and liberal people in government steamroll over the Constitution. These are basic American values. We're not talking about Christian values. We're talking about the basic value of religious liberty. It's extraordinary to me. Now, in this case, you all just won the case. In other words, with this Brush and Nib studio and these two women, Joanna Duca and Brianna Kosky, who own Brush and Nib Studio, they were threatened with these fines and with jail time. And you actually won this in the Supreme Court in Arizona.
Yeah, and it's what's happening, though, is it's kind of slow getting around. So what I mean by that is for years, these folks have been losing against the government. And how does an ordinary citizen fight against, you know, the city of Phoenix or the state of Colorado? Financially, you just can't do so. They have an endless pot of taxpayer money, and it's not their money, so, of course, what do they care how they spend it? And they go after these ideological viewpoints, people's basically free speech and freedom of religion. And so someone's got to come and say, look, enough of enough, but your average person can't keep up with that. So it's a neat thing about ADF is we don't charge. We come beside them, walk with them, and say, look, no matter how long it takes, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and even if we go all the way up to the Supreme Court like we did in Jack's case, we will stand with you because this isn't okay. It violates our Constitution, and it really is necessary to protect everyone's freedom.
I cannot tell you how injustice just infuriates me. This makes me so angry. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on. I want to tell my audience, I know there are people out there, some with deep pockets, some without such deep pockets. But folks, I hope you will support the Alliance Defending Freedom. Actually, I'm just handed a phone number here, 800-556-2770. If you get a tenth as mad as I do, folks, you got to help. 800-556-2770. This is absolutely un-American, unjust to every American. Don't be fooled that it's our side against their side. This is the side of freedom against everybody else. We can all disagree in America, but we have to respect each other, and that's what this is about. There's a banner at my website. If you don't want the phone number, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner. Please give something. This is just absolutely at the heart of everything. If you want to know what the future is going to look like, you can determine it if you support the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you sit back, I promise you we're going to get more and more and more of this. The phone number is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. These are pivotal court battles coming up. They don't stop. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is our only line of defense, as far as I know. Again, you can go to MetaxasTalk.com. There's a banner, ADF banner at the MetaxasTalk.com website. I just cannot stress, this is so important. I want to say, David, thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for coming on the program and explaining it to my listeners. This is just very important. Thank you.
Always great to be on.
Folks, please call 800-556-2770. If you care about this stuff, you have to care about this. 800-556-2770. Boy, do they need your help. 800-556-2770. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner. God bless you.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is labeling the intelligence community whistleblower as partisan and is defending his conversations with foreign leaders.
Asked about the whistleblower complaint, the president went on the offensive.
It's a ridiculous story. It's a partisan whistleblower.
And he blamed the media for chasing a fake story.
It's another media disaster. The media has lost so much credibility in this country.
As for the foreign leader phone call in question,
it was a totally appropriate conversation. It was actually a beautiful conversation.
The president said he did not know the identity of the whistleblower. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A tour bus has crashed near a national park in southern Utah, killing at least four people in the morning crash near Bryce Canyon National Park. Also left a number of people seriously injured. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 96 points. The NASDAQ is off 60. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts Yard.
I was just talking to Alvin. I don't know if you heard that.
I did.
The Alliance Defending Freedom. They are doing such important work. But I have to say, it drives me a little crazy to think that they are the ones doing this, mm-hmm. that the government is the bad guy in most of these cases. Our government, with our tax dollars,
right.
are doing bad things. And we have to have private money supporting ADF. God bless ADF for doing this. But I hope, folks, that you will give to ADF. They're just one of these organizations. I'll be blunt. If I had a lot of money, boy, I would give them a lot of money. They are doing work nobody else is doing. It's absolutely vital. When you hear that little people, I mean, these people are running a little business trying to do this.
Right,
these
I
two
know.
Women
exactly.
are trying to run a business,
yep.
and they're being bullied by the government.
Right.
And you want to talk about nasty, $2,500 fines a day, 6 months in jail per day.
Yeah.
I mean, so, okay, you don't do this for a week, you can get 2 years in jail. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just stunning to me. So Alliance Defending Freedom, I want to give the phone number again, because I hope there's some people listening who are as mad as I am and will call this number and give. Or you can just go to the website. Our website is MetaxasTalk.com. You know the
yep.
website.
Banner at the top of the page.
You can see the banner there.
Yeah.
And you can give that way. Or you can just call. I'm going to give this number. This is just important, folks. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. We have to, I mean, I've talked about this a million times in my book, If You Can Keep It, I talk about this. We the people have to do the job mm-hmm. of governing ourselves. Part of this means standing up for what is right. If you don't stand up, the government, okay, you're supposed to be the government in a sense. So if we the people don't behave as the government and stand up when we can stand up, then the government, which is to say these bullies in Arizona and all around this country, they gain strength and they are emboldened. We really have to step up. So we all have something that we can give. And I say this over and over again. Give what you can. 800-556-2770 or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. But this couldn't be more important. This is religious liberty. And again, this is not like there's 100 Alliance Defending Freedoms out there.
Right.
There's one.
That's it.
And I know these folks. They're doing God's work. They're doing the work that the founders gave us the ability to do in America, to fight for what is right and true. But the fact they have to do it is horrifying. So we've got to help them, because if they aren't able to do it, we're done. We're done. We're going to have the government forcing us to do things to violate our religious liberty, and then suddenly you're in China. Albin,
yes.
I don't know if I mentioned it,
but
we have a sponsor on the program. It's called MyPillow.
MyPillow?
Yes,
MyPillow. I've heard of them.
Those pillows,
yeah.
If you even look at them, you get sleepy. See? Hearing the term MyPillow, there are people falling asleep all over America right now. I want to say, folks, if you go to MyPillow.com, just be sure and use the code Eric or Metaxas. If you don't use the code Eric or Metaxas, you won't get our discount. Tell your friends, folks. We get a big discount. Eric or Metaxas. They've got like a buy one, get one free pillow thing now. To all our radio listeners. So just go to Metaxas. I'm sorry, go to MyPillow.com and check it out. And by the way, I never like to talk about my books.
I know you don't, but...
But you know what? In my hand, I'm holding a copy of
this
Donald
This is the first
Builds,
week. The first
Donald
week.
Builds the Wall.
Yeah.
It's the first week. Regnery, okay?
Yeah.
They said, Eric, we need you to deliver. You need to get on the horn there. You need to tell your listeners that if they don't buy Donald Builds the Wall... we're going to have to kill that dinosaur.
Aww.
And I said, that's not right. That's a threat. That's nasty. They said, hey, tough luck. You know, go tell it to the judge. We're going to kill the dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then I realized maybe they're kidding because all the dinosaurs were killed like millions of years ago. But the point is, it still remains.
Yeah.
You've got to get a copy of Donald Bill's
Don't
the Wall.
Don't make this book extinct.
This work, this week. Because, first of all, if you don't enjoy it, you haven't read it. The illustrations are just spectacular. Donald Builds the Wall. Please help me to make it a bestseller. We're a long way from that, but I appreciate it.
And tune in tonight on TBN at 6 o'clock.
Tonight, TBN.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.